Welcome to the instructions for the Rutgers University Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Lying Down Yoga Practice. If you have not yet listened to the intro to yoga, the other track on the website, please feel free to do that now for some guiding principles in doing the lying down yoga. These instructions are based on Full Catastrophe Living by Jon Kabat-Zinn and from Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Workbook by Bob Stahl and Alicia Goldstein. Come down onto your back, onto a mat or a towel. Breathing in, breathing out for a few moments. Coming into lying down mountain pose, bringing the feet together with the feet flexed, toes facing towards the ceiling, bringing the arms towards the body and the palms facing the ceiling, and pressing the shoulders into the floor, feeling the floor supporting you. Breathing in and sweeping your arms up along the floor and stretching them overhead with your palms facing each other. Feeling the stretch, feeling the extension in the side of the body as the shoulders continue to connect to the floor. Exhale and sweeping the arms back down. From the lying down position, sweeping your arms out to shoulder height. Bending both knees so that the feet are on the floor and the knees are towards the ceiling. Exhaling and lowering the knees down to your right side, keeping the shoulders, particularly the left shoulder, on the ground and the arms on the ground. If it feels comfortable, turning the head to look towards the left. If it's not comfortable to turn the head, then just looking towards the ceiling. Breathing naturally. Remaining present, observing any waves of sensations, thoughts, or emotions. Inhaling and returning the knees to the neutral position. Breathing in. And now turning the knees to the left side, keeping the feet on the floor and only going so far as you can while the right shoulder remains on the floor and the right arm remains on the floor. Not overextending, not straining, and being mindful of any sensations that are occurring as we do this gentle spinal twist. And bringing the feet and the knees back to center. And continuing into knees to chest pose. Lying down on your back, bringing both knees together up towards the chest. Now you may or may not be able to reach the chest. This is the action of drawing the knees towards the chest, going only so far as feels good to you. Keeping the shoulders on the floor and reaching with the arms towards the knees, and then a very gentle drawing of the knees towards the chest to provide a gentle back stretch, a spinal stretch. If you feel comfortable, continuing by drawing the shoulders and the chest up towards the knees, keeping the head in line with the spine. So this is a movement from the heart as we do the action of drawing the chest towards the knees. And again, you may not be able to bring your chest towards the knees. We're not trying to reach that point. What we're trying to do is to create the lengthening in the spine by drawing the chest up towards the knees. And breathing, of course. And noticing any sensations that are occurring and any judgments you're experiencing as you do this pose. And then gently lowering to the floor. And releasing the knees. And bringing the legs down to the floor. You may notice in the drawings accompanying the manual that the head is towards the knees in this pose. I would encourage you at this point to keep the head in line with the spine and not try to bend the head, bend the neck to reach the knees. So instead of bending the head, just keeping the head in line with the spine as you reach with the chest and the heart towards the knees rather than the head. The same qualification stands for when we do the single knee towards the chest movement that we will do now. Coming now to single knee to the chest pose. In doing this pose, we have two options. One is to leave one leg extended on the floor as you bring in one knee. The other is to bend both knees and then draw in one knee towards the chest. So picking the option that feels right to you. So either with the left leg extended on the floor or the left leg bent with the knee towards the ceiling, drawing in the right knee towards the chest, bringing the arms around the knee as you gently draw towards the chest. And again, you can hold it right here, noticing what you're experiencing, noticing any sensations. Or if you prefer, you can continue by drawing the chest up towards the knee. Again, keeping the head in line with the spine, not bending the neck or bending the head towards the knee. We're not trying to reach anywhere here. What we're learning how to do is to notice our experience as we bring this gentle spinal extension. What we're learning how to do here is to notice our experience as we gently extend our spine. And then gently releasing your arms and lowering the knee and the foot to the floor. Continuing to the other side. With the right leg extended on the floor or with the right knee towards the ceiling and the foot on the floor, drawing in the left knee, bringing the arms and hands around the knee as you gently draw the knee towards the chest, keeping the shoulders on the floor for now, and then noticing the lengthening in your body. And now, doing the action of drawing the chest towards the knee, keeping the head in line with the spine, not trying to reach the knee, but feeling the sensations as we do this action of drawing the knee and the chest towards each other, and continuing to breathe. And then releasing the hands, lowering the back gently towards the floor, and lowering the leg towards the floor. And lying on your back with both legs extended. Coming into tabletop position, gently turn to your right side, using your hands and arms to bring you up into tabletop position on your knees and with your hands on the floor. In the diagram, you see that the hips are not actually over the knees, but for this posture, it's important to have the hips stacked directly over the knees, and then with the hands on the floor, about shoulder width apart, extending the fingers but not overextending them, and bringing the thumb sort of gently towards the hand, bending it if necessary in order to stabilize the position. The head is in line with the spine and looking slightly forward, and keeping the hips over the knees. Inhaling, lower the belly towards the floor, raising the sit bones, raising the shoulders, and looking up towards the ceiling. And exhale, coming into a gentle arch as you raise your back towards the ceiling, as the sit bones come towards the floor and the head looks towards the floor. Inhaling, lowering the belly, raising the head. Exhale, arching the back and lowering the head. And doing this two or three more times with your breathing as your guide. And moving back into tabletop position as we prepare for bird dog pose. Now, this is a challenging balancing pose, and it's important that we work within our limits, playing with the edge, doing enough to feel the effort, to feel the lengthening of the spine, to feel the effort to balance, but not doing too much so that we're holding the breath or straining or feeling miserable. Coming into tabletop position with the arms beneath the shoulders and with the knees beneath the hips. And then slowly raising the right leg to no higher than hip height. Flexing the foot and extending through that right leg. Noticing what you need to do to maintain your balance, keeping the hips parallel to the floor as best we can. And then slowly raising the left arm in front, straight out. And breathing as you work to maintain your balance. And then gently lowering the right leg and the left arm, coming back into tabletop position. And then raising the left leg, extending the left leg behind you to no higher than hip height, keeping the hips parallel to the floor, flexing the foot, reaching out through the back. And then raising the right arm towards the front to shoulder height, and reaching out towards the front. And breathing. Feeling the effort, feeling the intention to maintain your balance. And then slowly lowering the leg and lowering the arm. And coming down onto your back once again as we get ready for bridge pose. So lying on the back and bringing both knees up so that they're facing the ceiling and your feet are flat on the floor. The legs about hip width apart and the feet about hip width apart. Bringing the feet as close to the buttocks as feels good, as feels comfortable. The arms are by the side. And then taking a few breaths. Now you have a couple of options for doing the bridge pose as to where to put the arms. You can have the arms by your side. You can have the arms extended overhead as shown in the illustration. Or you could have the arms by your side, bent at the elbows so that the palms are facing. So you pick the position that works for you. So adopting your arm position, the feet hip width apart, and then gently raising the buttocks and the hips towards the ceiling, keeping the chin away from the chest and keeping the knees hip width apart, not letting them collapse together. Pressing the feet into the floor will allow further extension. And breathing. Noticing any sensations, any reactions, any emotions, any thoughts, any judgments. And then gently lowering the back, vertebrae by vertebrae, towards the floor. And then extending the legs and lowering the arms. Coming into lying down extended leg pose. Bending both knees with the feet on the floor and knees towards the ceiling. Then raising the right leg, extending it out with the foot flexed and sole towards the ceiling. As you extend the right leg out, you can hold your leg at the thigh or at the shin, whichever feels comfortable for you. being careful not to overextend and not to pull too hard on your leg, not straining. This is a gentle leg extension. With the shoulders on the floor, reaching with the hands to the thighs or to the calves, as you gently do the action of drawing the extended leg towards your body. If you would like to do a more challenging position, then raising the chest and doing the action of drawing the chest towards the knee, again, not trying to reach the knee, but allowing the chest to come towards the knee with the head in line with the spine. And just reaching towards the thigh and the knee. And breathing. Inhaling and exhaling. And again, releasing the hands from the thighs or the calves, lowering slowly and gently your back towards the floor, and then lowering the extended leg so that the foot is on the floor and the knee towards the ceiling. And breathing. And with both knees towards the ceiling, the feet on the floor, raising the left leg, extending it out with the foot flexed and extending with the sole towards the ceiling as best you can. Sometimes it can be helpful to reach with the hands at the thighs or at the calves to gently support the extended leg, keeping the shoulders on the floor, reaching the foot towards the ceiling as you extend the left leg. And then for a further challenge, raising the shoulders and the chest off the floor, keeping the head in line with the spine, and doing the action of drawing the chest towards the thigh or the knee without ever having to arrive there. And then gently releasing the hands, slowly lowering the back and the head towards the floor, and lowering the left leg to the floor, and extending both legs to come into lying down position. And coming into position for leg side stretch. Roll onto your right side with your legs extended, one on top of the other, and the hips stacked on top of each other. Letting your head rest on your right arm and placing your left hand on the floor in front of your ribs. Breathing in and breathing out. And inhaling and slowly raising your left leg up with the foot flexed and pointing towards the front, the knee and the foot pointing in the same direction. And again, raising the leg only so far as feels good, where you're feeling the effort but not straining. Noticing any judgments any thoughts, any emotions. And then slowly lowering the left leg down to the right leg. And then coming onto your back and then rolling onto the left side with your legs extended, one on top of the other, and the hips stacked one on top of the other. Letting your head rest on your left arm and bringing your right arm in front of you on the floor. And then raising your right leg with the foot flexed and the foot and the knee pointing towards the front. Inhaling as you raise your leg and holding it and breathing. And exhaling as you lower your leg. Coming into position for Cobra Pose, rolling onto your belly with your legs extended behind. Bringing the hands to chest height, to chest level, with the hands a couple of inches away from the chest. Pressing the feet into the floor. Turning the sit bone towards the feet and pressing the sit bone into the floor. Pressing the hands into the floor as you gently raising the chest up from the floor. Looking ahead and breathing. And again, noticing any tendency to want to push beyond what's right and comfortable. Noticing any tendency to strain, making sure to breathe. Inhale and exhale. And then slowly lowering your chest onto the floor, bringing the arms down by the side or resting your head on your hands, as making your hands as a pillow. Coming into position for lying prone leg stretch, making fists with the hands as you keep them aligned to the body. Slowly raising the right leg with the foot flexed and extending through the heel as you raise the right leg towards the ceiling. Keeping the chin on the floor and feeling the lengthening through the leg from the hip. And breathing. And slowly and gently lowering the leg to the floor. And keeping the hands in a fist with your arms aligned to your body. Raising the left leg. Lengthening through the heel as you raise the left leg towards the ceiling. Keeping the chin on the floor. And extending through the heel, lengthening as you raise the leg without bending the knee. Breathing in and breathing out. And then gently lowering the leg to the floor and making a pillow with your hands so you can rest your head on one side or the other while lying on the floor. Rolling around onto your back to come into corpse pose or relaxation pose. Lying on the back with your legs extended and gently falling away from the central point. And with the arms down by the side, palms facing the ceiling, and the arms a few inches or maybe a foot away from the body. With your head resting on the floor, the shoulders resting on the floor, and feeling the front of the body melting towards the back, and the back of the body melting towards the floor. As you come into lying down, resting pose, and breathing. Continuing here in the resting pose, paying attention to the breath, or another option is to begin a body scan. These instructions are based on Full Catastrophe Living by Jon Kabat-Zinn.